I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Thousands in India are coming to Christ. Churches are growing, but so are the violent forced reconversions by radical Hindus. Mission India's Dr. Kamala Chiranjeevi.
It's a Hindu religious group raising 100,000 coordinators, you know, watching everybody's movements. If there is any Christian activity, they are going and attacking them.
But these attacks are not having an impact on evangelism, as more baptisms are happening more than ever before. Mission India is training evangelists to feed this hunger. Funding is needed. Next, in Africa, around 2 million children under 15 are living with HIV/AIDS. In response, Trans World Radio and Caris Global Education is partnering in a project aimed at teens. Caris's Marsha Ball says TWR is taking their curriculum and turning it into a radio drama. She anticipates the programs will play a major role not only in fighting the disease, but in life change.
Our desire is primary behavior change, which is the spiritual principles of abstinence before marriage and faithfulness in marriage. And yet, we're not satisfied with just promoting that message. We want people to have a personal encounter with Jesus Christ.
And floodwaters have receded in India. More than 1,000 are dead and hundreds of thousands remain homeless. Power and water have yet to be restored in many areas. There's also an acute food and water shortage. OMS International responded immediately with funds to purchase relief supplies. These will be distributed by partners with the Evangelical Church of India. Since most of the severely affected are the poor, they're more open to the gospel. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a pretty good prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.